Some of the ways on how we can start our conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I can go there if you want.
As it's already 10 o'clock, right? I have been given a message. They also communicate with me through SMS, the organizers, that the auditorium itself will be closed by 10:30. Okay, all right. So we only have time for inshallah 2 or 3 questions. And 2 or 3 questions. So now to make the question short, okay? Technology here. So if you have a question, you can SMS at this number 84285591. So inshallah, I only take the first 3 questions that comes to me.
They have telephone, silent telephone.
Come. Oh. 2 questions come. Third one ready. Okay, stop.
Let them come on, no problem.
Let them come on. Okay, first question. How do we find sincerity with worshipping God?
Read all of them.
Second one, do descendants of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam flow to other races besides Arab people? How do we confirm we are hearing the words of Allah and the light we see is the Prophet?
Well, what that?
How do we confirm we are hearing the words of Allah and the light that we see is the light of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I'll take the fourth one. Will everyone meet God in Yawmul Mahshar?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. I will answer the last one first. Not everyone will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Yawm al-Mahshar, because in Yawm al-Mahshar there will be believers and non-believers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only appear to those who are in paradise, to those who will be saved. We hope that everyone will be saved. It's Allah's decision, it's Allah's judgment. But Allah will be seen in paradise. So that will end that question. So sincerity is, you are not hearing? I repeat or you heard? I will repeat. Not everyone, the question was, can Allah be seen in Yawm al-Mahshar? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Yawm al-Mahshar there will be believers and non-believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be seen only by believers, those who will pass to paradise. We hope that everyone will pass to paradise and see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah cannot be seen except in paradise. In Yawm al-Mahshar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has angels that He will guide and direct them and inspire them, reveal to them how they are going to judge, and His judgment will come to them and from them to the people. Those who are saved, they will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it is mentioned in the hadith of Prophet in paradise. Second, the first question about sincerity is that,
how do we confirm we are hearing the words of Allah and the light we see?
No, before that is sincerity.
Before that, yes, how do we find sincerity with worshipping God?
To find sincerity through worshipping God is something not really in the hand, because we know that our worshipping is not that so good, if I can say. And I will give you an example of one that has sincerity and really what sincerity can mean. When Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa arda wa karam allahu wajhahu, he has a toothache, he said to the Sahaba, I need to pull that tooth out. But you know, all of us, many of us has pulled teeth out. It's not something so simple. It's very difficult. And you are speaking 1400 years ago. Even today, when you put the needle, you feel not good. 1400 years ago, how you think you imagine that someone is going to bring a big plier, and might be another sword in his hand, put one plier and one sword and push up the tooth. He said to his Sahaba, when I am in prayer, take my tooth out. He entered in the prayer and praying two rak'at and saying, Salaamu Alaikum Rahmatullah, Salaamu Alaikum Rahmatullah. He saw blood on his clothes, the tooth was being taken. Sincerity makes you not to feel anything around you when you enter in your prayer. Sincerity and piety. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Allah knows that it's very difficult to be sincere. So what he said in Holy Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, all believers, that's for all of us, for everyone. All believers, اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ, fear Allah. Be aware of his love, be aware of his punishment. وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, and be with the sincere people. Because then it's a reflection. They reflect their sincerity on you. So find a pious person. You have a lot here in Singapore. I met a lot before. There are people very, very sincere here, everywhere. Be with their company. Don't be with charlatans that they are not sincere and they tell you they are sincere and they are not. You can see from their action, from their movement, from their hospitality, from everything. So sincerity is very difficult. So try to be with those who have sincerity. You think they have sincerity and you learn from them the way how to behave and how to worship. And this will lead you to love, to the sincerity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other one, what is the second one? Delight.
That we are hearing the words of Allah and we see that it's delight.
How to confirm that you are hearing the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you are seeing the light of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? First of all, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and it is a very authentic hadith, that shaitan cannot take my image and come to you as if he is me. When you see me, you're really seeing me. مَنْ رَعَانِي فِي الْمَنَامِ فَسَيَرَانِي حَقًّا. Whoever saw me in the dream is going to see in reality. So reality can be in dunya and can be in akhirah. He didn't say in akhirah. He didn't say in akhirah only. Imam Suyuti, you know what he said? He said, everyone is going to see Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in akhirah. Muslim and non-Muslim, believers and non-believers. When Prophet said, whoever saw me in dream is going to see me in reality, Imam Suyuti said, this means that he's going to see Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in dunya before he's leaving this dunya. Might be at the last seven breath, at the last breath of his life, he might see Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam right there. That is tafsir of Imam Suyuti, is not my tafsir. We take our scholars, big scholars, tafsir, so no one can object. So the light of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam can be seen really if you have sincerity. But people today, they imagine that they saw something. They hallucinate that they saw something. You have to be very careful in that. You cannot cheat on Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You go to Disneyland and Disney World and say, oh, I'm seeing Prophet there. Oh, I don't see a Prophet there. You go to movie theater, before I entered the movie theater, I was in the masjid, I saw Prophet. Why then you are entering movie theater? And seeing Hollywood movies. What happened? Cat? Right? You see? Some people might say, oh, we have a visitor. A wali. A shaitan is coming. And what about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
How do we confirm that we are hearing the words of
Allah? That is important. How you can confirm that you are hearing the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When something comes to your heart, it's very simple. Allah gave you mind. Allah gave you a balance. You don't need to have a scholar even when that moment of something comes to your heart. If you like to call it inspiration, if it is from Allah, it's inspiration. If it is from shaitan, it's what you call it, gossip. Gossip. So how you know? Allah said, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا. He inspired the self, the good and the bad. That this is bad, don't touch it. This is good, touch it. So means we are already being given a balance, as is mentioned in Surah Al-Rahman. There is a balance. وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانَ أَلَّا تَطْغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانَ. He put the balance in your mind. Don't try to overpass and overweight the balance. So anything comes to you that it is you think it is inspiration, put it in the balance of your mind. It is against Sharia of Prophet. It is against anything that against good. If you have if you hesitated for 1 second that it is something that's not good, then leave it. Then it is not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't be afraid from the rat. This is shaitan running away. So don't pay money to this auditorium then. So you can balance your own things with your mind that Allah gave to you. فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا وَضَعَ الْمِيزَانَ أَلَّا تَطْغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانَ. Don't try to say it in the balance, no, this is correct, this is not correct. No, you see things. If I say, okay, I mix men and women here, came for inspiration from me to mix everyone and say, oh, we need justice, then it is against Sharia. I say, no. I'm giving a small example. In America, they mix everyone. But here, they say, no, you separate. That is Sharia. There is no Sharia. You cannot do that. They mix. Sometimes they don't mix. But you can understand that Allah doesn't like, and Prophet doesn't like mixing. To keep a separation. And there is a separation here. So everything Allah gave you a balance to mention, to check.
The other one is about the Prophet, descendants of the Prophet.
Are there any other than Arabs who are descendants from Prophet? I am sorry to say, and don't get upset some people, that too many Habibs I see here. And they have to be from Hadramaut. What about the other Habibs from all over the world? They are not from Hadramaut. We call here any descendant of Prophet Habib, is not? Then what about those who are descendants from Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam but are Spanish? You know? You don't know. Might be they are English. Might be they are, Allah sent them to America from Africa. Or they are in Middle East countries. It's not necessary to be a non-Arab. Why those who are being born here, they are Singaporean, they are not Arab. And you can consider them Habib, isn't it? Huh?
Born here. We don't call them Habib.
But they are from descendants of Habibs. They are grandchildren of Habib, but they are Singaporean or Malaysian or Indonesian. So there is no race in Islam. We have to learn that. Descendants of Prophet are all over the world. I'm seeing descendants of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam everywhere. I saw in South Africa, I saw in Spain, I saw in Italy, I saw in England, I saw in, because they come from Arab countries, they come from different countries, and they settled, and they have grandchildren, for hundreds of years, they become grandchildren of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So it is not, if you speak Arabic, or you are coming from the Arab Gulf, that's, you are the descendants of Prophet. Anyone can be, if Allah wants them to be descendants of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they can. And then you have to know one thing, that they are honored descendants of Prophet, but also Sayyidina Salman al-Farisi was not descendant of Prophet. And what Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said about him, Salmanu minna ahl al-bayt. He said, Salman is from my family. He was able to enter to the house of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam without any cover from his wives, because he considered him as from his family. So there are many also spiritually connected to Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we don't want to, I know that we have always to respect the descendant of Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I am a descendant of Prophet from Sayyidina al-Hassan and from Sayyidina al-Hussein. My mother is Sayyidina al-Hassan, my father from Sayyidina al-Hussein. But I don't use this as a promotion or propaganda. I never mentioned these things. You opened the subject, I mentioned it now. For what? You want to be proud of that? Be proud in your heart. And make Prophet to be proud of you, not to be ashamed of you. I see many people, they say, especially in Arab countries, they say we are descendants of Prophet. Look on their hands, they have Rolex, gold Rolex with diamonds, at least $200,000 in their hands, wearing gold, where gold is prohibited on men. It's correct? It's not? So, leave that subject. Leave it to yourself and don't try to promote it to you, promote yourself with it.
The dean of Muslim, for example, the MC, also there is black repression outside in the, okay, and also the use of the book. And there is a donation box that has been moving around, so we donate generously, right, to support Simply Islam in its mission to propagate the message of Islam, inshallah. So with that, we'd like to thank Uncle Khalil, Sheikh Muhammad Shafiq Bani, for the enlightening talk and also sharing with us some of the secrets as a servant of how we could move towards conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is one of them in our film, right, that will create the love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also the demonstration. And so with that, I am talking over to the answer.
Yes. Well, inshallah, before we get on to the Quran, just a short announcement. Just announcements for the student to be successful.
There's a lot of people, so I'm thinking maybe we do want to ask Arif, so that people can go back and say,
if anyone wants to buy out, they can raise their hands and go back.
Thank you very much for your support, for coming with such overwhelming numbers. I love the coming at the event. Before August, from 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Arab Association, I shall put a moment of my devotions. We will have Quran recitation, lectures, Zikrullah led by Sheikh Shaman Chal, Qasidah and Salawat by the Tani group, Qawwali by some folks, as well as the group by our partners and friends. So inshallah, please make a date with us on 24th August, this Sunday, in the morning, 8:30 a.m. to the 1:30 p.m. at the Arab Association. So inshallah, now we will invite Sheikh Shaman to the closing dua for we go for the
usually, when I am leaving out, some people, they say we want bay'ah. I'm asking anyone wants bay'ah, can raise his hand from here. I give bay'ah to those who want. So, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عهد عليه الله سيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. رضينا بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وسيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رسولا ونبيا وبالقرآن كتابا والله على ما نقول وكيل. وقبلنا بسيد الشيخ محمد ناظم الحقاني شيخا ومرشدا. الله 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 حق الله 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 حق الله 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 حق. إلى حضرة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وآله وصحبه الكرام وحيا بين أمهاتنا حضرة أستاذنا أستاذنا صديقنا وساداتنا الفاتحة. Before we leave, I would like to say one small thing before Sheikh Muhammad Nasir will say. That rat that was coming, Allah created that rat. And Allah created animals. And Allah created human beings. Might be that rat was hungry, looking for something to eat. So we must take wisdom out of all these things. That Allah even doesn't leave a rat hungry. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is great. May Allah's generosity be on all of us, and may Allah provide every one of us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Adwa.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا تقبل منا واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا واهدنا إلى الحق وإلى طريق مستقيم وانصرنا على القوم المفسدين. اللهم أصلح شأننا وشأن المسلمين. اللهم اشفنا واشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. اللهم فرج كروبنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا يا رب على من عادانا. إنك على كل شيء قدير وبالإجابة جدير. وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. الفاتحة.
Thank you.